I'm going to give you 5 tips to sell way more food at your next farmer's market, and we're going to get into it right now. All right, so this is Damien from Marketing Food Online, and I'm going to give you 5 fantastic tips to make you very successful at the next farmer's market you're going to go to. And I'm going to tell you these from only experience. These are from times when before I started selling online, I was selling locally, and I did a lot of different charities, farmer's markets, festivals, and a lot of other events, and kind of got a lot of experience on what really worked and what doesn't work. And for the past few years, going to other farmer's markets, I go and I kind of scope out some of the stands, the food stands, and see what's really working and what's not. So I'm going to give you 5 tips to help you sell more food at the next farmer's market that you're going to go to. But before we do, as always, I got to put a little plug in for the channel. If you're not a subscriber for Marketing Food Online, hit that magical red button, either this side or that side. Hit that button and subscribe. We have over 500 videos that will help you get your food product on retail store shelves. Or if you're looking to be online, I've got a lot of great resources for getting your food business up and running online. Now, with that being said, let's get down to business. I don't want to waste your time. Number one, so you need to know before you get there, there's a few things that you need to know. And I recommend you kind of scope out the farmer's market. Go take a weekend, preferably one that you're obviously not going to be there or you're not going to be setting up. Before you set up, before you apply for it and such, you want to go there. Excuse me. And you want to see, number one, the types of foods that you want to sell, or candies or snacks or whatever the product may be. See if it really fits into the farmers markets, because I'm going to tell you one thing. Not every farmer's market is going to be a suitable place for you to sell your product. And I know you're probably thinking that sounds a little odd. It's a farmer's market, but it's actually true. And to be honest with you, some of the ones that I've gone to, not as a seller, but actually as a buyer and as just doing a little research and finding out a little bit more about it, I've gone to farmer's markets where the types of products that we sell or we were selling at the time were not really something that I saw would sell very well there. The type of demographic, the type of customers that are walking around, the other types of food vendors that were there, a lot of times it may be a product that may not do all that great at a certain farmer's market. So you want to do a little bit of research, and a lot of times even you want to double check to make sure you're not doubling up on a vendor that's already selling a similar item, because it's going to make it really difficult for you to make any money if there's 2 or 3 other guys that are selling the same type of item or something similar. Now, in a lot of cases, the farmer's market, the owner or the director or the guy running the show, they won't actually allow you to come in if they already have someone that's doing, let's say, cotton candy, or if you've got some type of seasoned nuts, or if you've got a certain food product and they've already got vendors there for it. They're going to tell you, well, we're already kind of booked out with that type of a product, and they won't let you kind of get in there and open up your booth. So go there first, do a little research, a little market research, find out the types of customers, and then find out the types of food vendors that are already there or others that are selling similar products, because it's going to make it more challenging for you. So how much does it cost in fees? That's the next one up. So what you want to, the reason why I'm asking or telling you to ask about this is that you want to find out what are the fees and how does that work with the farmer's market that you're going to go to. Now, there's a lot of different ways, believe it or not. It's not one singular way that farmers markets charge fees. You can actually be charged sometimes a flat fee, and they'll say, hey, Damien, you know what? You can get your 10 by 10 booth. It's going to be for the weekend, and it's going to be $200 a day. It's just a flat fee. You pay that up front, and then you open your booth, and you begin to sell your products. And hopefully, you obviously sell more than $200, because you don't want to just break even, you know, obviously, and pay make a profit that's just going to pay for your booth. You want to make more money than that. But you want to find out all of the fees and how much is it going to cost you overall. Some places actually charge you a fee to set up and then a percentage of what it is that you sell. It's not normally a really large percentage. I had a family member that did farmers markets in California, and they would charge about a 3 to 5%, I believe it was, a flat fee. So if you sold $1,000, they would take 3% of that, at the end of the day or at the end of the time frame over a couple of day period, however long that you're getting the booth. So keep in mind that farmers markets work differently. And even within your own city or your own county or your own state, one farmer's market has the ability to operate differently than another. And that is something you want to be aware of, because if they're charging you a fee just to get in, you got to keep in mind you're going to have to sell at least that much to break even. And then on top of that, whatever you're selling, they're going to take a percentage. So then you need to, you know, step up your game a little bit more, and then you need to sell even more product. So keep in mind that it's sometimes a flat fee plus a percentage, or it's just a flat fee right off the bat, and you got to keep that in mind as well. So how long is it that you're going to be there? Now, some farmers markets have set periods of time, and this is ultra, super, super important. The reason why I say this is it's normally to your best advantage to utilize a farmers market on a weekend. Obviously, a lot of farmers markets, believe it or not, are open from Monday all the way to Sunday in some cases. Now, the busiest times of the week are going to be obviously towards the weekend and when people have an opportunity to get out and spend time. So how long is your booth going to be open for? And the reason why I say that is if it's open for 8 hours and you have a set amount of money that you want to make, the goal that you want to make, you need to create a plan to figure out how much you need to sell per hour. So that way you understand the traffic that's coming in and the traffic that's going out and the peak times. The times when it's super busy, ultra busy, that's when you need to start selling your product. And now keep in mind, farmers markets are places where you need to hustle your product. You can't just stand behind a table with a nice tablecloth and a big sign on it and hope that everybody buys your donuts. That's not how I would recommend you go about it. You need to make noise. You need to be aware. You need to interact with customers. If you're allowed to have a large banner sign under your table, above your tent, you need to draw attention to yourself, and you need to hustle and hustle and get your product sold. Don't just set up stuff and then just stand there and hope that people walking by are going to be interested. You need to interact with customers. You need to call them over. If you're allowed to, not in every case, but if you're allowed to, give them samples. A lot of farmers markets won't allow you to give samples due to the laws that are set up by the state. Believe it or not, it's not a regulation by the farmers market. But the cottage food laws, in most cases where you're producing product at a home kitchen and bringing it to a farmer's market, it has to be prepackaged. It has to be wrapped up. It can't be exposed and it can't be given out as a sample. So you need to find out too, does the farmer market allow that? And does your state allow that through the cottage food law? Because you don't want to violate any of that stuff because they will shut you down. Now, the last thing I wanted to get into was if there was any other rules or regulations that are set up by the owners and operators of the farmers market. Now, the state, county, and city, they all have their own laws and ordinances in regards to cottage food businesses, you know, creating food at home and bringing it to different farmers markets, festivals, fairs, whatever it may be. Find out, though, if the farmers market itself, they have a right to dictate their own rules and regulations. Believe it or not, it's a private entity. You are renting a booth. You're renting space from them. But you need to make sure that you're abiding by their rules and regulations. And normally what they'll do when you apply for the booth, they're going to give you obviously a form and a sheet, a rundown of the rules. But make sure you follow them and make sure that you go by whatever guidelines they set up. In some cases, they have to have you show proof of insurance. They have to show proof that you're an actual business. So you may have to show your business license, sales tax certificate. There's a lot of different regulations. They can request to see that before they even allow you to sell. Now, it's a good thing. There's really no bad sides to that. It's a really good thing because it's there to protect you as a business interacting with customers and to keep everybody safe when you're starting to consume food that's made in cottage food and such. So if you're making stuff at home and this is a part-time thing, there's a lot of rules and regulations that come into play with it, but it's really to protect you and everybody else. So don't look at it in a negative way. Just make sure that you abide by those rules and regulations, because if you do great at one of these farmers markets and you want to come back, but you violated a couple of their rules and they have asked you not to do this, not to do that, they're not going to allow you to sell there again. And that, quite honestly, for lack of a better phrase, kind of sucks. Because if you've done a couple grand over a weekend, you're like, well, next weekend I'll be back. But you've broken a couple of their rules and regulations. They're not going to allow you to do that. So those are some quick tips. And I wanted you guys, I've had a lot of questions about farmers markets in general. So I wanted to cover these five rules and five guidelines and some tips about how to really be successful at doing it. I have a handful of other videos actually within our YouTube channel. You can simply just do a search there in the top of the search box for inside of our channel, for other farmers market videos and show you how to be successful at doing it. And we did that quite probably about a year and a half, I think 2 years, before we had transitioned into doing something more commercial. So we were trying to see if it would work. And the local thing is good. But of course, after 10 years of doing this online, now being in a commercially licensed facility, being online is really, really good compared to doing local events and such. But it's a great way to do local events and to get your feet wet as an entrepreneur and to try it, because you can get some really good feedback. You can get some actual customers to try your food and let you know, hey, this is great, or hey, this sucks, don't sell it again, or something to that effect. They probably won't be that mean. But make sure that you just get some local feedback. And then from there, it's a great way to grow a business. Justin's Nut Butter, if you're familiar with Justin's Nut Butter or not, I actually did a little quick video about how he successfully sold his business for $280 million. But he created a line of nut butters and sold them at farmers markets. So from there, he was able to gauge the reaction and gauge the customers and see how his product was. And he realized he was onto something. 12 years later, fast forward, he was given a check and is quite lucrative, quite wealthy right now. But his nut butter company started in farmers markets just like you guys. So I'll see you guys in the next video. If this was helpful, as always, give me a big thumbs up. If you had any questions about the five things I covered, let me know down in the description and I will get to it as soon as possible. Thank you guys, and do take care.